23 hours.
Bamenya paka uja mtu akita branch afenta.
Nese kukamba na tindie nyusi.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. At 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Father allegedly assaults a daughter in Kapirimpongshu over living arrangements. Women for Change backs non-bailable sexual offences law reform. In African news, Kenyan MPs sound alarm over surge in gangs ahead of 2027 polls. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 57-year-old man of Kapirimpongshu has allegedly assaulted his 33-year-old biological daughter in a dispute over her continued stay at home. The incident, which occurred in Kawama compound around 15 hours yesterday, has left the victim, identified as Sylvia, with bruises on her arms and head after she was allegedly attacked using a metal bar. The suspect, only identified as Mr. Kapala, is said to have demanded that his daughter leaves the house, citing her age as the reason. The matter has since been reported to police, who have issued a medical report form but the suspect had not yet been apprehended by press time. Meanwhile, the victim has since sought medical attention as investigations continue.
Because tulelo lesha mama seozi, abantu waba fiasha bengi, wadi muka timu mwine, tule mfano vula ntabambi. Nyesha ya kukuchitasha, nina mana nikane kui katomu ananga, wadaba MCF wa ikatomu anange fifini. Na chile ufu ikabuino. Kwa hivyo leti latini nkula, ufu mepopano, nchitesha ani, mwamona. Kwa hivyo kwa chinarishi lepanga, ndapasata jechungulo, ononomba, nasanga na balala, ufu na hile panepopo na hile. Ufu yadi.
Residents of Milonso in Mukushi district have raised concern over the poor state of roads in the area. Speaking on behalf of the community, Ruben Mwepe says the deteriorating road network is negatively affecting the movement of people and goods. Mr. Mwepe explains that most roads have become impassable, making it difficult for transporters and community members to access essential services. He has since appealed to the local authority to urgently grade the roads ahead of the harvesting season to ease transportation challenges for farmers. Women for Change says they amended the Criminal Procedure Code Act number 4 of 2026, which makes all sexual offences non-bailable, is a major step towards protecting survivors and strengthening accountability. Women for Change Executive Director Lumba Sianga says the move will help curb intimidation of victims, noting that suspects have often used bail to evade justice. She adds that the amendment sends a clear message and sexual violence will not be tolerated in the country. Ms. Sianga has also commended government for prioritizing the safety and dignity of women and children. She has since called for increased investment in survivor support services, speedy prosecution of cases, and continued public awareness.
This is a significant step towards protecting survivors, strengthening accountability, and ending impunity for sexual violence. Too often, perpetrators exploit bail to intimidate survivors and invade justice. This amendment sends a clear message: sexual violence will not be tolerated. We commend government for this action, and we call for stronger survivor services, faster prosecution, and continued public education so the law protects people in practice, not just on paper. Women for Change will keep standing with survivors and working with all partners to end sexual violence.
The National Council for Construction, NCC, has urged more women to take up opportunities in the construction sector. NCC Executive Director Professor Paul Makasa says women can contribute positively to the industry, noting that they are equally capable, especially in financial management. Professor Makasa says women remain a key component in